Part 3. Questions 23 to 30. You will hear an interview on local radio with Dr. Tim Carter, the author of a book on how to give effective business presentations. For each question, 23 to 30, mark one letter, A, B or C, for the correct answer. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B or C.
Welcome to Mid-Afternoon, Dr. Carter. Now, I imagine you're here in Birmingham to promote your recently published book, The Art of Giving Presentations, is that right?
Well, not really, no. In fact, the book isn't really recent at all. It came out at the beginning of last year. I'm actually here this week to give a series of talks outlining some ideas I've had since then.
Ah, so are these ideas the basis for your next book?
Well, it's really too early to talk about that.
I see. Now, tell me, how did you become involved in this particular area of communication skills?
Well, many years ago, as a young sales executive, I had to give presentations, but I felt I wasn't doing them very well. My boss never actually criticized me, and my colleagues weren't doing any better than me, but the point was that I didn't feel satisfied with my performance. You see, if I'm doing something, I have to do it well.
Mm-hmm. So you decided to do something about improving your performance.
That's right. I tried to find some books to help me, but there weren't really any available in those days. So I eventually decided on a totally practical approach. I tried to find out what my problem was by studying the way the best speakers gave presentations, by talking to them, even watching them prepare. Then I compared their performance with mine.
And what was your main problem? Nervousness? I know that's mine.
Well, I had always thought it was nervousness, and it's true that at the time I had no techniques for dealing with that. But I think audiences accept the fact that speakers get nervous, and it really doesn't matter. No, I discovered that my number one problem was preparation. Nobody had ever told me anything about how to prepare, and I didn't really know how to do it properly.
And when you realized that, what did you change?
Well, before, I used to go through the whole presentation in an empty room on my own. The first change in my approach came when I realized it's much more realistic and much more useful to do it in front of two or three colleagues. That way you get some feedback. Otherwise, you have no idea whether or not your presentation is effective or which parts might need further attention.
Mm-hmm. Is that the method you recommend now?
Well, not quite. What I would advise is to make a video of your practice presentation.
Instead of using colleagues?
No, a recording of your presentation to them.
Ah.
Then it's easier for all of you to go back and see what's wrong and how it can be improved. It's actually much better than recording other people doing real presentations, however good they are.
So that's the preparation, but are there any factors which make the presentation itself difficult, even if you are prepared?
Well, obviously, yes. Some speakers imagine, quite wrongly, that every audience is unfriendly, at least at the beginning, and this affects their performance. And then there may be a few people who worry about their lack of experience of public speaking, but really what bothers most speakers is things like the OHP and the microphone. Are they going to work? And so on.
Mm. Are there any techniques that are effective for overcoming feelings of anxiety?
Well, first I have to say that some people never manage to reduce their anxiety levels. What they can do is learn to relax their face muscles while they speak so that they look relaxed, even though they feel just as anxious as before. In order to really reduce anxiety, some experts recommend concentrating on something that you enjoyed recently. But I find this is hopeless. I just forget what I was about to say. For me, though, what has worked is some simple breathing exercises, breathing in deeply and slowly while making a pause. This definitely slows down the heart rate. That's what I would try first of all.
Something we can all try. Dr. Carter, thank you very much indeed.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part three. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. Stop here and time 10 minutes.